Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if he doesn't know the facts, he'll make them up.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend Friday.
French Friday. When we didn't like the French, what do we call the fries? Something American fry. What the movie? Remember that from?
Can't say I was around.
No, it wasn't that long ago. Come on, it's the something fries. Anyway,
the name of fries.
Yeah, we were mad at the French for something. I don't even remember what. So it was we didn't call them French. We really showed them, man. We changed the name of French fries to. Who knows? Roberta fries.
They don't even call them French fries.
In England, they call them fish and chips, I'm pretty sure.
No, they don't call them fries. They call them chips.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
Like we call
them. Yes, the fish part is the fish.
Okay, they actually have fish with the chips.
Yes. Okay. And in France, they call them pommes frites.
Oh.
That's it. Pommes frites. That means fried potatoes. Pomme is potato. You say potato, I'll say potato. Let's call the whole thing off. All right, so this is the Friday Good Day program. It's 26th of April. Let me just recount for you all of the things that we have at your service just to help you out. As we approach the weekend, you can listen to a number of different programs that we prepare every week for your listening and dancing pleasure, like the American Family Farmer program, where I go into a lot of details helping small family farmers to succeed, hopefully to thrive. The story this week of Southern Bell Farm. It's a big working farm, 300, 400 acres, I think a lot of produce. More people are doing berries and that sort of thing. They have Christmas trees. It's a great story, frankly. So if you like farms and you like food and you like the idea of being out in the, you can just imagine, close your eyes and put yourself on the farm. Right, that's the idea. And our Good Day Health show, 2 hours, one with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a cardiologist, and he goes through lots of different things, like we talk about atrial fibrillation, if a lot of people have it, especially if they have smoked or been around secondhand smoke. So there's that and lots of other detail in the Good Day Health show with him and his hour. And then there's Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a NUCA chiropractor. That means upper cervical spine, your shoulders, your neck, that sort of stuff. And he really does miracles. I'm sort of a walking, breathing example of that. And he likes to talk a lot about the supplements that we have in our lives, what we can do that's good for us and what maybe not so good. Don't forget our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Jay and Jennifer and I and Michael Harrison put that all together. So a lot of good listening on the weekend. As far as today is concerned, it's Alien Day. Alien Day, widely acclaimed holiday sponsored by the film production company 20th Century Fox, celebrated about 10 years ago for the first time in Brooklyn by a group of folks who aim to glorify the world of science fiction. So you go back to 2016, it became even more organized and recognized as trivia competitions and comic books and alien video games and prizes became part of the event. Was this the first, like, Comic-Con? Is that sort of what this is, Jay? Looks like it might be.
I don't know when Comic-Con actually started, but I feel like it's been around for a long time. But Alien had such an immediate
following.
The movie
Alien.
Because it really was, when you think about what the film was itself and the technology they used to get things done, it was kind of ahead of its time.
Yeah. Yep, sure was. All right, so we'll celebrate that. That'll be something we can yak about also. When Chuck Curry, another service of this program, Movie Moments, where you find out the good, the bad, and the ugly about films and entertainment, television, that sort of thing. So let's see if we can do a couple. I feel like there's a victory lap that should be done here, step by step. And that's the way you do it, by the way. Those of you who want to win, you don't do it by leaps and bounds. You do it step by step. There's a great song that was done in the 60s, Step by Step, Step by Step. I don't remember who did it. I'm sure James, who's in our studio in Dallas, can maybe nose around. And the name of the group doesn't come right to me, but the song is right in
any of
the songs.
New Kids on the Block?
No. That's a newer version.
There's a TV show, Step by Step, from the 90s, the big old TGIF. And there was a theme song. It was like Step by Step, Day by Day, something like that.
No, that's not it.
That's not it either?
No, this was from the early rock era. Just one of those groups, like the Coasters, and I don't remember who it is. We'll find it, and then we'll all be satiated by having heard it. Speaking of say that again, Doug. Satiation. I sound like I have a cold, but I don't. The allergies. I went for a breath test, or really a lung test yesterday, and I spent an hour and 40 minutes breathing heavily, and there was no payoff. There was nothing except breathing heavily into a machine that's connected to a computer, and you can watch it as it goes up and down and sideways, and it tells you, in essence, what's going on in your lungs. So, but it blew around so much stuff inside my lungs, it had the effect of creating a scenario where it sounds like you have a cold. You don't. I've been sneezing, but it certainly does. Doesn't it sound, to me, I sound like I have a cold.
Slightly.
Yeah. Allergy gunk.
But allergy season, spring allergy season was like, hey, what's up? I'm coming in hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure is. Well, Mercury's over anyway. Mercury in retrograde, gone for 3 or 4 months, so we can be happy about that. And just in time to eliminate Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction. Does anybody want to try, excuse me,
this guy? Isn't that the oddest one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was the New York Court of Appeals. This was a pretty scathing opinion overturning his conviction on sex crimes against three different women, finding the trial judge erroneously admitted testimony of unchanged allegations against the whole situation. We all remember when this was going on, and we all were cheering for the women who were abused by this horrible creature. And so, anyway, the people who actually went to the Court of Appeals didn't expect to win, which is pretty interesting. This is a Manhattan kind of thing. I don't know if it's the same DA who's going after Trump. Is it the same? Is it Alvin Bragg?
I want to say it's somebody else. I don't recall his name being attached to this.
Anyway, for those of you, doesn't everybody remember all of the women who accused Weinstein of sexual misconduct as he ran the...
Right. Alvin Bragg, a spokeswoman for him said that they're going to try to stay steadfast and get a conviction. But there was an interview with Courtney Love on the red carpet one time, and she was asked, like, hey, for any women who are trying to make it into the rock world or trying to become singers or trying to, you know, find their moment in fame, do you have any advice? And she's like, if Harvey Weinstein invites you to Chateau Marmont, don't go. Like, and this was like on a red carpet random question, and like, that was her response.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was known far and wide being a lech, a horrible creep, and even looks like it. So I think the person that's most visible when it comes to all of this stuff, Ashley Judd, because she said that she had been victimized, and I think she became the face of this for many people anyway.
Yeah, she's been victimized. She says she was raped twice by two different people, and that's one of her stances where she talks about where abortion is legal in some places, even in that case, where some states would make you actually co-parent with your...
with a rapist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like a Law and Order episode, doesn't it? In a manner of speaking. Oy. All right. So there we are. That's a great way for us to begin our focus in this hour of the Good Day program, trying to inspire you. I know there's no inspiration there. It's just lechery, dastardly. He just looks dirty. Is that, that it does. You don't convict somebody because they look dirty. They just, you know. All right. So let's talk about Calitrin and weight loss and springtime and their 27th anniversary all in one. Can we do that? 27 years they've been producing this product with huge, substantial results for all the people. It's 86% success rate. So that means 86% of the people who start using Calitrin can say after 90 days that they've had a substantial impact by using the product, which is all natural, helps you to rebuild the tissue structure in your body. There's no caffeine in it, there are no drugs in it. All it does, this formula is put together so well that it adds, and that's what you want to do. As you take things away, mostly the pounds, you want to add muscle, and you want to feel like you really are getting back to your, the fighting weight? Why don't you go to toploss.com, that's their website, toploss.com, to see the testimonies, to figure out about the formula, how it works, to see you can develop your own hopeful view of what you're going to look like by just looking at the website. So simple, and maybe you use this, you have the powder, or you use the liquid, or you use the capsules, whatever it is, you take them at bedtime. I think you'll love it. So if you go to toploss.com, let's figure out how you can get there. Lots of options to save money as well when you buy the product. They're continuing with their buy one, get another one free for as many as you want. Go to toploss.com, see how the program can be just the right thing for you. And use the discount code Doug, free shipping, and the best deals absolutely. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Did you know that MyPillow is certainly about more than just fantastic pillows? Now MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows to those Giza Dream sheets and the new flannel sheets that they have. This is a fabulous time for you to be buying anything and everything at MyPillow.com. This is the time for you to save 50%, if you can believe it, 50% on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that they have, perfect for comfortable winter sleeping, towel sets for $29.98. My heavens, all of this great stuff is there. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. You use the promo code DS. And check it out, MyPillow.com, great buys. Look at the catalog, charge it up, and use the code DS at MyPillow.com. Buy to your heart's content and use the promo code DS.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
What a great song this is. Crank this puppy up there, James, will you? Everybody ready? Ready, Jay?
Ready.
Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. We are not just singers in a rock and roll band, but the Moody Blues are. Yes. Anybody who's been around since the 60s knows the history of this group. Yep, let's go.
So many people who are trying to be free. And while I'm traveling, I hear so many words. Language barriers broken, now we found the key. And if you want the wind to change, know about you. And you're the only other person to know. Don't tell me, I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band.
This is a great song.
A thousand pictures can be drawn from one word. Only who is the artist, we gotta agree.
All right, so the members of the Moody Blues, John Lodge is still alive. Denny Lane passed away a while ago. Was it this year or last year? I think it was last year. Was it late in the year?
Really? I feel like it was just last month.
Was it that recently? Oh, maybe it was. Ray Thomas, who played the flute. Justin Hayward is still alive. Michael Pinder, also one of the early members of the Moody Blues, has passed away. So that's the reason that we start our celebrity news, the gossip, the things that are trending on social media, with a focus on Pinder and the blues. Although Justin Hayward, a fellow I'm fortunate enough to know through a number of different, well, actually mostly because of Uri Geller, because they're friends. He is, they call it the Moody's, the guys that are left. John Lodge put the statement up, and his family put the statement up, sharing the information. These guys did, other than John Lodge, very interesting. All the guys that are dead did not take particularly good care of themselves. Graham Edge was the one who died, it's kind of awful to be thinking about the band in terms of who's still alive and who's dead. But Lodge and Hayward are the only ones still alive. Graham Edge was the drummer. He died, I think, last year. So anyway, the thing that I'm trying to underscore here is what the Moody Blues were all about. And Pinder was the one of the founding members. He played a lot of different instruments. It was one of those groups that was so good, you could hear it in the instrumentation and the songs themselves. It was so thoughtful, you know. They were very influential. They were called the kings of classic rock. Days of Future Past was an album that included this song, Knights in White Satin. Crank this up a little bit so you remember what they're all about. And I love you. Went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I remember for years I was campaigning on the air because I couldn't understand why it took so long to get them into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They didn't go in until 2018, mm-hmm. which is kind of an outrage, frankly, in and of itself. So, anyway, we have that. And then there is some conversation. The Harvey Weinstein thing has brought people around to thinking about movies that are being produced about people. There's a movie being produced about him. Richard Simmons has come out. I think we talked about him and whether he was still alive a few months ago, and that there was early talk about a movie regarding the life of Richard Simmons. Well, the movie is supposedly a biopic starring Pauly Shore, but Richard Simmons is pretty upset about it because he says it's not his story. He wasn't invited to be involved in it. And so he's got his own movie, and he posted online, wait for my picture, wait for my movie, I'll go see this one. So he's obviously not
his blessing.
No, it doesn't. I think that's putting it lightly, frankly. He's pretty angry about it. All right, so there's a couple of major stories of famous personalities here on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take him to the local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Stephanie with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitrans. This is the only one around anyway that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. There are other things about Calitrin that are important to note. One, it's not only something that comes as a capsule, but it comes as a liquid and it comes as a powder. And I understand that there's a new flavorless powder.
Well, the powder is just super easy to store and transport. It mixes really well with the frother that we send you free, and it also has no flavor at all. So it basically just dissipates into the water when you mix it up. So it's like drinking a glass of water at bedtime. A lot of people who already have several medications that they're taking at bedtime, or maybe you just have trouble swallowing capsules, that powder is a really awesome option.
The deal 50% off for the products at toploss.com. That includes Calitrin, which is your number one product. By the way, use Doug and you get free shipping. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Let's lose some weight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court deliberating on whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for actions he took while in office, focusing on federal election interference charges. Your special counsel attorney, Michael Dreeben.
The framers knew too well the dangers of a king who could do no wrong. They therefore devised a system to check abuses of power, especially the use of official power for private gain.
Trump's attorney argued that prosecuting a president for official acts is incompatible with the Constitution. Economic growth in the U.S. during the first quarter of the year was significantly slower than expected. The Commerce Department's latest figures show the gross domestic product increased by just 1.6%, short of the forecast of 2.4%. And San Diego has become the top city for illegal immigrant arrivals at the southern border for the first time since the late 90s, surpassing Tucson, Arizona. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
The Crest was one of them, and Brooklyn Bridge was the other one. Had a terrible hairpiece, but he was a good singer. And isn't it funny how you remember stuff like that? Why did I even bring that up?
That was the thing that stuck out.
Yeah, wasn't it good? Anyway, he had that nice, flavorful, colorful voice, and the songs were always kind of happy. And you heard that in his voice. You heard it in the music. It was very good. Very cool. Good stuff. I was talking about how we get to where we need to go, sort of step by step. Every day you can find happiness if you take it, be better. You don't jump into things, and that's a hard lesson for people. I found that to be one of the hardest lessons in my life, was to take things slow and easy. Your father's Your father's funny. Well, he's not funny. He's on. He knows me very well. So I'm eager to get a new project started. And he sent me a note last night. Jay Kirshner's father, Mike McVeigh, is my consultant. And he said, no, slow down. So anyway, we'll have more on that in the next week or so on the Good Day program, where we're marking Arbor Day, among other things. The cities and towns around the country often take heed of this. The students from various schools are out doing tree maintenance, and they're planting trees. Johnny Appleseed had a great impact on Arbor Day. There are a lot of dead trees that come down, tree plantings, that sort of thing. So if you have it, it's celebrated, whether you have it in your town or not. It's something that is a great educational opportunity to teach youngsters how things grow. Look at the tree. Look at the leaves. Look at the buds. And understand how important trees are, deciduous trees, to our being able to survive. That's how the oxygen that we breathe is created. And then you get into the whole thing about, wow, how does this all work? And who came up with this idea? And, you know, all of that sort of stuff. So, at any rate, a happy Arbor Day from the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay. Focus now on things that are up in the air. And the first thing I think we ought to talk about is the Boeing Starliner. You may or may not remember all of the flight tests that have been done. I'm on the NASA website right now because this is something that is imminent. A spacecraft that's going to make its inaugural crewed launch on May 6th, which is, what, next Saturday, next Sunday? I think it's either. It's in the next week or so. At any rate, they've been working on this thing for a long time. This is going to be the way that the government brings the members, the space station still is working and doing and that sort of thing. So the Starliner program has been around for a long time. They've had design problems and development problems. And people say, well, what do you expect? It's Boeing. No, it wasn't that at all. Right? I mean, that's it. Boeing. What? Another Boeing problem? No.
Easy target.
Right, of course. And it's become too easy a target, frankly. But anyway, space operations, May 6th. Be interesting to watch the launch and find the success. They've been using the SpaceX, the Dragon spacecraft that's been making the trips up to the space station. So they have that as a backup. But the NASA astronauts are going up, and they've been, you know, they've been practicing the crew Dragon and the Starliner sort of working together. At any rate, it shows the relevancy still of NASA. Now, let's talk about Boeing from the commercial airliner point of view. A couple of announcements from a couple of important airlines here in America. Southwest says that they're going to change, but they're dropping four airports, but they're not really doing it because they can't get delivery of enough planes. They can't get enough business out of these four. There's an airport in Mexico. I think Syracuse, New York, is one of them. Bellingham, Washington, and George Bush Airport in Houston. They're at the other airport, and that's where the hobby airports like Love Field in Dallas. It's a secondary airport. Many big cities have two airports, like Midway in Chicago is another example of an important airport. LaGuardia in New York, you know, you can, the Dulles and Ronald Reagan Airport down in Washington, they have them. And so anyway, Southwest is cutting a lot of its flights out of Atlanta and a lot of flights out of O'Hare because they don't need them. They go to Midway. Midway is a much better airport, by the way. Faster in and out, bing, bang, boom. And as far as Atlanta is concerned, Southwest cannot compete with the Delta. That's Delta's biggest hub, and you're not going to compete with them. So, hello.
Especially when it's the price has gone up. I mean, you might as well buy a flight on Delta.
Yeah.
There's no money saving.
No, and it's a better airline. Anyway, so we keep having, and the news media loves to keep focusing on the problems of Boeing. They keep going back to the Alaska Airlines debacle, the door came off. Listen, there's no question that Boeing has been badly run for the last half a dozen, well, actually more than that, 15, 16 years. And I went into the, I don't want to get into the weeds here, but there are plenty of reasons not to keep going over the Boeing stuff, including scaring people from flying when there's nothing to be worried about. You know, 750, a lot of the planes that were developed 20, 30, 40 years ago that are still flying are great airplanes. The 757 is a great example of that. Probably the best, according to pilots, one of the best airplanes ever built and one of the most fun to fly. I have a friend who flies for American, and she said that it was like driving a Porsche, the 757. Very comfortable, well, you know, all of this stuff. I'm not saying that there isn't a problem, because there is. And to the point, the government has slowed down the delivery of Boeing planes to make sure that all the things, they should have done this 4 or 5 years ago when they were first, you know, when those planes crashed, the two 737 Maxes that crashed, they should have been on it then, but they weren't. So at any rate, more government mishandling, misappropriation, yada, yada. The reason that there's a problem in Southwest and American is because Boeing can't deliver the planes that they said they were going to. For example, Southwest was supposed to have, I think, 70 new planes this year, and they're only going to get 20. So that means that they can't add routes, and that means that they can't retire older planes. And you can't find a Boeing 737 in the marketplace because Ryanair, all the Alaska Air, all of the airlines that exclusively use 737s have bought them all up. Because they know they're not going to get delivery of new planes, so they went out and bought whatever they can buy on the market. It's like it was buying used airplanes like buying a used car. You don't look at it that way, but that's what it is. They have brokers. This airline's got X number of planes for sale, and Southwest says, okay, we'll take them all. And so, anyway. They're
still good quality functioning planes.
Of course they are. Yeah. The other stuff is, some of this stuff is ridiculous.
Can you imagine somebody's like, I'm going to buy this beater plane because, you know what, we just need to get from point A to point B.
Yeah, huh?
The way we do with cars.
Right. Okay, I have a little bit of a conspiracy theory to lay on you. I'm one who I always want to talk about them, but I want to have people reflect on them or judge them as to the quality of the report, or does this make sense, or could this happen? So this is a warning that's on a number of media sources. It's all over the web. A CIA official has warned that there is a deadly strike coming to America's power grid, an attack on the infrastructure that would, in essence, black out our whole electrical everything. And so the theory here is that the 20 or 30,000 odd Chinese men who have come into this country, much of the exposure to our country through the same portals that we're all concerned about, the Southwest border infiltration of what we are. We keep thinking that it's all Hispanics, but it's not. I've been talking about this for months and months and months. Mm-hmm. How many Chinese are coming across the border, and where are they going? What are they doing? Well, this guy from the CIA says that they're one of the reasons the Chinese have bought as much farmland as they have is because they want to create secret bases, if you will, training camps on the land, bring all these Chinese guys together, train them, show them where all of this stuff is, and then blow it up. Now, you believe that, or do you not believe it? Could it happen? There are lots of rumors that fly around, you know. Where do these people, if they have guns, where do they buy ammunition? I find some of this stuff pretty unbelievable, but I know a couple of folks who are close to generals that were in the Army, for example. And both of the people are talking about these 20,000 Chinese that have come into the country. Are they forming a battalion? And, we're dumb enough to, you know, have something like this happen? We really are. If there's not another reason to not elect Joe Biden, never mind whether this is true or not, this is a, you know, another perfect
in a society where
focus.
It's like it could be entirely feasible.
Yeah.
Or it may not happen at all. Like, it's one of those you just really don't know anymore. There have been conspiracy theories going around with that. What was it? Four states that lost access to 911 because of putting up a new power or utility pool or something like that.
Yeah.
And a lot of conspiracy theories that are floating around social media are that it was a test to see how we could fare if it actually did happen across the board.
Yep. All right, let's get some thinking going. It's a thought process. Speaking of that, it's time for you to think about getting protection and support for technology, mostly at home. Here's an interesting overview of how vital our electronics are from a lady named Melissa Rizian.
In today's world, our electronics are vital. Breakdowns or malfunctions can be a nightmare. But fear not. There's a way to protect and support your home tech on the go and everywhere in between. Chris Sirico with Verizon explains.
Verizon Home Device Protect provides protection, support, and more for your home entertainment, home office, wearable, and smart home products for just $25 a month, plus taxes. Get hassle-free repairs or replacements no matter when or where you bought it.
You also get 24/7 tech support and 2 in-home expert visits every 12 months.
But the protection doesn't stop there. Now you can protect your tech in a second residence at no additional cost. Get complete tech care, including tune-ups, cleaning, and recycling. And Verizon Home Internet customers get professional installation of select home tech also at no cost.
Limitations and exclusions apply. Learn more at verizon.com/home device protect.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Valvoline Advanced can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $35.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your 2 free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. Since the beginning of the spread of COVID-19 and social distancing, people have turned to Facebook to connect with.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Fifty-three after the hour here on the Good Day program, the famous Friday Food, Farm, and Family Report. Actually, it's Monday through Friday, but we like the alliteration of Friday's Food, Farm, Family Festivities, right? Yeah. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, celebrating National Pretzel Day. The origin of the pretzel goes back to the Catholic Church. Of course it does. Right. The rules of abstinence and fasting during Lent were much stricter back in the 7th century in the Catholic Church. It was just sort of, the Catholic Church started around 400 A.D., and so by the 7th century, they'd gotten enough starch to forbid members of their religion from consuming any dairy, any eggs, any meat. You know how that was. That lasted until we were all kids, right? Used to be a fish on Friday, that's it. So anyway, the creation of pretzels came about because it seemed to be the perfect food to eat without violating any of the Catholic rules. It was easy to make. This knotted shape of the pretzel actually became the symbol of Switzerland back in the 1600s, which seems kind of weird, but listen, that's the old thing about tying the knot, right? People get together, the bond of matrimony, so the shape of the pretzel was thought to signify joined hands in prayer. Good God, who ever thought, who knew that? Pretzels today, I have strawberry yogurt-covered pretzels that I like.
Like the hard pretzels, the crunchy ones?
Yep, right, chocolate-covered pretzels. Yeah, yum stuff. Anyway, today is National Pretzel Day, started on 2003, in Pennsylvania, as a matter of fact. And therefore, we are open for business. You want to crunch on a pretzel? Today's, if you've never had a pretzel, who could possibly be alive that's never had a pretzel?
Pretzels are so good, especially soft pretzels, because you can make them, you can cut them, put stuff in them, make them a sandwich, dip them in cheese, dip them in them in other sauces, put some cinnamon sugar on it, make it more sweeter.
There you go. All right, Consumer Reports is finding alarming levels of pesticides in produce. Gee, what a surprise. Not. Pesticides in fruits and vegetables that are all over our grocery stores here in America. Remember, Consumer Reports has no axe to grind. It's nonprofit. They don't have anybody supporting them. They do whatever they do on their own. So they have reviewed lots of data from the Department of Ag showing test results from
a lot of conventional stores, organic produce even, and the conventional stuff, 59 of these common fruits and vegetables, canned fruits and vegetables, dried fruits and vegetables, frozen fruits and vegetables, if they're not organic, they have raised flags about the amount of pesticide activity, green beans loaded with this stuff. So they say in their report, it's, quote, I'm quoting here, in a broad sense, the past 10 years, as we've been looking at this, we've noticed that there have been hazardous pesticides that have then come off the market as we've been looking at it. So it's kind of a positive effect. But you need to know that there are other things that have been developed to get around some of the rules that are hazardous. And so there are things that you can't even pronounce that have been developed to use on foods to keep the bugs from getting into them and that sort of thing.
But when it comes to keeping the bugs away, aren't there all of these different types of plants that have different uses in repelling individual insects?
Yeah, they're just but they're not easy to put on. This is the easy way. Spray everything without thinking about the consequences. And when you spray things, it doesn't make a difference whether it's an apple, an orange. The sprays, the stuff still gets through the skin. You know, you wash strawberries off or blueberries or whatever it is. You think you're getting it off? No, you're not getting it off. It gets through the layer, the outer layer, and gets into the pulp
especially
of the fruit.
Especially if it's a fruit that you eat the skin, a fruit or vegetable where you actually eat the skin.
Right, yeah. So anyway, there are 12 foods that really are dangerous, according to them anyway. Bell peppers. Let's see here. Inorganic blueberries, celery, collard greens, green beans, hot peppers, kale, and potatoes. Spinach also, strawberries, watermelon, things that are grown. This stuff that's grown in America is bad news, baby. Bad news. So, why the government? Okay, so they keep telling you these things are dangerous, so ban them, for God's sakes. They're banned every place else. Why are we not? This is a real flaw in our governmental process, because all of the lobbyists for Monsanto and Bayer and DuPont and Dow Chemical, they all keep saying, oh, these things are fine. You guys, here's $20,000 for your campaign. Vote for us. Yeah, okay. All right, word to the wise, hopefully sufficient here. 59 after on Good Day.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.